Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes? All day.
So we are finally going to discuss our paranormal investigation.
I finally skimmed through it.
Finally.
I hated it.
It only took you 2 months.
I hated it.
I'm sorry.
We were so bad at what we did.
We were.
We don't know what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah.
But for the three people that have probably watched that in life, I apologize.
I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is J&T Unsolved.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it,
now we have,
I still think you need to see viewers. It. Okay, that's fine. 30, but one of them's me. And one of them should be you.
Yeah.
So we should apologize to 28 people.
Yes, we apologize.
And if you hear this podcast, you need to go watch it. Yes. We will not apologize, though. We will only learn from our mistakes.
But hey, now we know how to do one.
Well, since
we know how not to do one.
Well, so. I mean, since I saw what you did when you opened up talking about it, I wish we'd have done that because I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, like we actually speak to the camera, you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, it could put a face to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just too nervous.
Yeah, but now we know to expect going into another one.
Yeah, expect to hear some shit.
Yeah.
And feel some
Hopefully.
Shit. I mean, I don't want to be the people that fake it, because like, there's a lot
oh,
of people
God,
that fake
no.
it, but I do want to find stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have like 10 videos where we don't find shit.
Yeah.
That'd be super fucking embarrassing. Like, I would hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, ghost hunters did it all the time.
They always found one thing.
Yeah.
Probably faked it.
Probably.
So that's that. Now we just need to find places to go.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part, and I don't want to show them that video.
Yeah.
We'll lie to him. We'll say we've never done this before. We've never
this
done
is this. Our first time.
It'd be cool to do a hospital.
I would love
it. Is there any abandoned hospitals? The last one just got torn down, and it wasn't totally abandoned. It was like told, y'all need to leave because we're going to tear it down.
Yeah.
So
the last abandoned one around here was the one off of
Searcy.
Airport. Yeah.
But it's hard to get to.
Yeah.
Because I think they still have a security guard who's like.
Yeah, and I refused to go to that one.
Why?
In high school, they were talking about going to it by a bunch of people in my friend group. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, y'all can go fucking do that. I'm not going.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Oh, because I've heard way too much shit about the place. And I wasn't about to be a guy that got pushed downstairs.
Somebody got pushed down some stairs?
Yes.
Oh.
Got pushed downstairs. The last time that group went in there, there was like actual satanic like ritual artifacts and stuff everywhere.
It seems to happen in a lot of abandoned places.
So the last time they went, they saw that and they got the fuck out, but not after someone got pushed.
Yeah, I probably left after I got pushed.
Yeah.
Just don't go up the stairs.
Right?
Use the hammer.
Apparently the second floor was the more active.
Wow. So what do you think that the dude who runs security there thinks? Like, does he patrol, or do you think he just sits outside because he's too scared to go get pushed?
He probably just sits by the gate and waits for fucking teenagers to go.
There's really
there.
Nowhere for him to go, because last time I drove by there, the grass is like 20 feet high.
Yeah.
And they have
That's the one over by the movie theater, right?
No, Searcy is Macintosh.
Macintosh, okay.
Yeah, it's in the fucking... Where the Klan's meetings still be happening and shit. The grass is high, and they got peacocks. There's like a family of... A flock of whatever you want to call them, of peacocks. Like, that's just where they stay.
A pod of peacocks.
Pod.
I don't know.
I think that's dolphins. Dolphins
is
a
whales.
Pod.
I think... Oh, I guess that's for
Don't also
aquatic.
Be dolphins.
Yeah.
Dummy. Not wholly aquatic because you got a school of fish, but you don't have schools of dolphins. Because dolphins Correct. Don't need to go to school. They're already smart. They're born with intelligence. Fish be stupid.
Fish are dumb.
Fucking, so what would be by the theater?
It was a old mental institution, I believe.
Would that be the one that got pushed? Or would it definitely be Searcy?
It was definitely Searcy. They drove it to Searcy.
We need to find abandoned buildings around here.
I mean, the only ones I know of are in Pritchard, and I don't want to go there. They may not be abandoned.
I mean...
They're probably crack houses.
Most of them are abandoned, actually do have people in them, so that's what's really sketchy.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I watch the people do the exploring videos, they don't always find somebody, but in the rare instances they do, they usually get freaked the fuck out and, like, leave fast.
Yeah.
But I was watching a TikTok where a guy was live, and he did run up on a homeless man, So it was like a, it was like an old school, and he like, it was like, it wasn't like a total second floor where you had to take an elevator. It was like 10 steps up.
Yeah.
But it became a new floor. And then, I don't know, it was weird. Anyways, there was a bunch of rooms, and most of them had the doors ripped off, but this one had a closed door, and when he walked up, he saw a dude staring at him, and it scared the shit out of him. But then he just told dude he wasn't there to mess with him. He was just there to explore, and the guy gave him a thumbs up, and that was it.
Yeah, I'd fucking bail, though.
Yeah, but he never messed with him. The homeless man didn't.
That, though.
But he went to the next room, and he found, like, actual drug paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And, like, signs that people had been sleeping there, because there was a bed that was all, like, made up and stuff. And, like, an old pot that had, like, ashes in it, like they were using as a cooking thing, because it had, like, grating on top.
Yeah.
You know how scary, how fucking dangerous that is to be cooking?
Nah, I'm good.
A wood-burning stove of a building? You're going to burn the place down. Your only house.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know if I'd go to a school, though. I've seen too many scary movies about, like, high schools.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I would not.
I don't... Other than... There might be some downtown, but I'd be afraid to go in those, too.
Definitely not. There's a lot of them downtown. Yeah. There's a shitload. Some of them are getting constructed right now. But most of them, I would not. Because I don't know where the homeless people that I know of sleep. And I'm pretty sure it's in those buildings. Especially when it's rainy.
Yeah.
So, oh, mm-mm. No, ma'am.
I guess our best bet around here would be cemeteries, the forts.
We do got to go do the fort.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can pay to do that one.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah, so let's do that one.
Okay.
We can do that one in like...
When it warms up.
We can do that next month when it's cold.
I don't want to be there when it's cold,
Yeah, but we'll just wear warm clothes.
Yeah, but it's tough to sleep in there.
We don't have to sleep. We'll stay awake all night. Cocaine and Ambien.
Can't do
See which
of that.
One overpowers the other.
That just sounds like how a bad recipe for cardiac arrest.
Yeah. How bad do you think? Well, I don't know. Maybe it would equal out. Like the Ambien lowers your heart rate, but the cocaine takes it back up to normal.
So it's like Ritalin for adults.
You're sleepy, but with like your dead ass asleep with a heart rate of like 112.
I'm good.
That'd be fucking crazy. You know the dreams you would have?
I don't want to. And since we talked about dreams on last episode, I don't want anything to fuck with my dreams.
You may have a never-ending dream. Like you don't.
Yeah, I might
up,
be dead.
But it doesn't end. Like, so you're like subconsciously, like that, the monks, whenever they preserve themselves.
Yeah.
Have you read about that?
Vaguely.
We can talk about that in another episode. It's actually pretty interesting.
Yes.
But
bring that after the hybrid breeding.
We might bring it before. Come back for some sleeping monks if you want to talk about that.
And aliens abducting people and fucking them.
That's always been like a theory.
Yeah.
I mean, not totally a theory. That's always been the thing that the crazies say.
Yeah.
And by crazies, but when... I mean that one specific guy from episode one. He
two.
Was fucking weird. Was yes, episode two then. Follow up with him?
He's like blocked me on everything.
I don't remember his name. So
Kenneth
Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow. What are the odds that them people would let us do the ghost thing at the coffee shop without them there?
Very slim.
Slim?
Yeah.
Damn. I feel like it'd be easier that way.
Yeah.
How well do you know him?
I mean, I work with the guy.
And he owns it?
His wife runs it.
Who owns it?
Their investor, I believe.
So the investor don't even have to know that we were there.
Oh, no, he knows.
Oh. Yeah, you should totally ask. You should see. I just feel like
we can go back.
Mentally, I would feel more comfortable. Because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
And I still don't really know them.
Yeah. So and I know Trent because he works at the card shop.
He could totally be there.
Oh, no, he talks way too much.
Just tell him to shut the fuck up.
I can't do that. I'm not that. I'm a dick. I'm not a, like... dick to people's face.
It'd be really cool if we would do like everyone in a separate room. Just completely in a separate room.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We need at least two more recorders for that. Luckily that one was cheaper.
Yeah.
I think I only paid like $12 for that recorder.
We only got one right now, don't we?
Yeah.
All right.
We got two EVP meters now. Not EVP, fuck, EMF readers.
Hmm.
So one at Cheyenne's work gave us one.
Yeah, we do need to, like, open the bathroom doors.
Yeah.
And then be in that hallway.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that... Did you? We even talked. Was that even on the fucking video?
Yeah, it's at the very end of it.
Okay, because that was weird.
The when we were in front of the bathrooms and.
No, when I walked in the bathroom when the water was on.
Nobody the washed audio their hands. Caught that because we were all in the kitchen.
That was weird.
Yeah,
I even forget to think about that, but that was probably the weirdest thing because he said he didn't wash his hands. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Walking in the bathroom and the fucking water being on and nobody used it was.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
That's peculiar.
Then, so during that is when the batteries in the camera died. We got the first EVP. While
that's
I
really
walked
weird
out
too,
of the room,
that
to
happened
to change the batteries.
That the batteries died when you got your EVP, which would mean the power draw just to speak.
Yeah, and it was a good like 5 or 10 feet away from the recorder.
Yeah, but energy.
Recorder didn't lose power at all that night.
Energy can be anywhere.
Yeah, no, it was still weird as fuck.
So, like, the energy could have been near the batteries of the thing.
Or, like, in between me and the
and
recorder.
And then made noise that could have it hurt.
But,
you know.
Let's see, we got that. What else did we catch? We'll talk about Ghost Tube at the end of this.
I don't like that app. That app freaks me the fuck out. I don't like it one bit. I know we like to say it's fake, but some of the stuff that comes through, I don't like it.
Well, some of the shit was weird.
The timing
of it's weird. The specifics of it were weird.
Yep.
And I really don't want to believe it. I really don't.
Yep.
But even when we got home that night, because we asked at the end of it, when we were in front of the bathrooms doing the recording, we got, what was it, Bobby Robert as the name? And did we get the girl's name?
I don't remember if we got another name. Okay. I thought we got two names.
We did. I can't remember.
One was in the kitchen, though.
Yeah, I can't remember the girl's name.
Someone was in the kitchen with Ida.
Barbara.
Was in the kitchen, I know.
It was Barbara and Robert.
Yeah.
When I got home, because Cheyenne's got the pendulum and stuff, she asked her pendulum if anyone was at the investigation, and it said yes. So I said one, and it or we'll say I said, because she just repeated it to her pendulum while she was on it. I said one, it said no. I said two, it said yes.
That's weird. That's crazy.
And then I was like, okay, was one a male?
Did you ever stop paying for that thing?
Oh, shit, no.
You need to.
Yeah.
So we can
I need
get
to remove it.
We can get us the real thing.
Yeah.
I would like to get us the real thing where we can, like, upload our own words. So when we think of new words to add to it, you know, it'll have a new dictionary. Because that was only, like, 300 words.
Oh, I've got the paid version.
Yeah, but it didn't have all the words in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you can add to that one.
They have a device, though, that we don't have to pay for.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I see it on the fucking shows and videos all the time.
Yeah.
There is one thing I would love to do, and I only thought about it because...
Oh, hold on. We'll circle back with the pendulum real quick.
Yes.
So, I asked if the other one's name was Barbara. It said, or no, I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. I asked if one was a guy. It said yes. I asked if one was a girl. It said yes. I asked if one was named Robert. It said yes. And I was like, okay, it's just saying yes now. So, then I was like, is the girl's name Sandy? And it went no.
That's weird. That's when it crosses, right?
No, if it swings back and front to back, it's yes. If it goes side to side, it's no. If it stops, it's indecisive.
What if it crosses?
It's maybe.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Like, you can also use those as Ouija boards. Like,
fuck that, but you can also use them to find waterlands in the ground.
Yeah.
So, which means it's electromagnetic.
Yeah. So
which
then,
would mean communication.
Then I asked if the girl's name was Barbara. It said yes. So I was like, okay. Did anything follow us home? And it said no. I was like, did anything follow Josh home? It said no. I was like, is there anything we need to worry about? And it said no. And I was like, were they friendly? And then it stopped dead center.
What does that mean?
Indecisive.
Oh, okay. Probably could be. Probably couldn't be.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one in my house is kind of playful. I don't like it. It's playful at the wrong times.
Yeah.
Like at night when we're trying to go to bed. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Emily said last night she saw two kangaroos in front of the window. That was weird.
Two kangaroos?
Yeah, she said they're jumping. I was like, what's jumping? She said the kangaroos, and she like pointed to the window. I was like, oh, let's go to bed. We're going to read some books. It's time for bed.
Does she have a tree outside?
No. No. So her curtain is it's the fucking blinds, and then it's a black piece of paper.
Yeah.
So no light can come in. So there's nothing she can see outside. It would just be her room, basically. It was weird.
Yeah, that's you know, really
if funny. It was shape-shifting or whatever the fuck it was, it's weird. So I didn't feel anything, though. Like, you know, sometimes, like, she could say something, I could feel something. Like, oh, it's your nerves. I didn't feel anything. So there was nothing in there that time.
I really want to go.
It's not happening. It's never happening.
I know.
I'm never going to investigate my house. I just can't do it.
If you ever get another house.
I will move. I will investigate right before we move out.
Thank you.
The night before we move out, I will investigate. When the house is completely fucking empty.
Okay, so nothing can come back with you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And then we will sage the doorway and walk through it. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We do have a museum in the city I work. I could ask them.
Yes.
If we can go there.
Because
it's a really old church.
We can pay.
I mean, I work for them.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
One thing I have to do is just ask her if I can go do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a cemetery on one side of the church.
Mm-hmm.
The museum is a church.
Mm-hmm.
And there is so much old shit in there.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Okay.
I don't want
to really
touch anything,
small.
Though.
It's really small.
It doesn't have to be massive. It can be one singular porta potty with like a motherfucking holy grail in there. Like it's like Jesus. I want to fucking go to the porta potty.
The only issue with going out there, and this will probably be something I talk with one of our officers and have him patrol around while we're there.
Is it in the hood?
No, but there's a bunch of meth heads and stuff that go shoot up in the cemetery.
Oh, that's just weird.
Yeah.
Would they break into our shit?
Possibly.
That pisses
but me. No, I just have to ask an officer to come by every so often.
That'd be cool. Yeah, all right. So, there's the way you can hook, I mean, it's not a way, it's fucking headphones. Basically, headphones into this little, wasn't this that you was doing to do in real time sound?
Yeah.
So, turn mine way the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
To where I can't hear y'all, and you ask questions, and then I respond with the words that come through.
Yeah, the only...
No, it wasn't this. It was the device that goes, and like words come through. You know that one that I want to buy?
Yeah.
That Oculus thing?
Mm-hmm.
You hooked to that.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen him do it on YouTube, and it's fucking freaky. I'm not going to lie, because when I watched the dudes do it, like, they said something about, I don't know, what, just random questions, and like, he was answering the questions, but you could still hear... Like, what was going on in his head, which means it was so damn loud that he couldn't hear their questions because he had his blindfold on, so he couldn't read their lips. But, he was answering their questions and shit, and it was really fucking freaky.
Yeah.
And it was, like, responding in, like, extremely intelligent ways.
Yeah.
I would like that little device that has the little push thing where it only lights up if they touch it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're super cheap on Etsy.
Mm-hmm. They make them on Etsy?
Yeah.
Like, people make them?
Yeah. It's only a rod and...
Like a proximity switch?
Yeah. I could probably make it here.
Well, if you could, that'd be cool.
But...
Oh, so that guy that I talked to about the app, he said basically that, like, the app could be coming through with real words.
Yeah.
Like, that it means to use, but since it's, like, such a defined app...
Yeah.
It could be coming in with words that it didn't mean to use. Like, if it meant to say blue and it comes in with, like, caterpillar.
Stroke.
Stroke could be the way that the person died.
Yeah.
If they had a stroke.
Oh, we did ask the pendulum if Barbara was a little girl, and it said yes.
That's fucking weird.
So they have a child there, and then they have Robert.
Didn't he say he heard singing?
Yeah, he heard singing in the bathroom.
That's fucking weird.
But he heard a little girl's voice, but we only picked up Robert by the bathrooms.
Well, there could be many people there. It was built in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
It's an old-ass fucking building. I'm surprised they don't have a seal on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
old. And that whole land there was developed in, like, Mobile was founded 1703.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole area got developed by, shit, I don't know, I said it in the video. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Spanish or the French.
The first people were supposed to be the Spanish.
Yeah, but they all migrated over that way, and it was developed by the Spanish.
I lied to you. It was the French.
Then it was the French. Because
it was Louisiana who owned it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the Spanish came and took it over. That's how that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, that whole area of Dolphin Street was developed in the very late 1700s.
And the French is the reason why we have most of our street names. Oh, they're so fucking weird.
Joachim.
That's weird. And I'm pretty sure the French probably did not call it that in the beginning. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Dolphin, the way they spelled it, it's mm-hmm. French.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I don't remember. Fort Condi. Pretty sure that was French.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Because it was a French.
It's Fort Condi. Fort
before.
Haunted?
It's been renovated so many times and moved.
Oh, so it's moved.
Yeah.
There is a haunted. There is a street. Right. Next only, to that.
I don't remember which wall it is, but only one whole side is still the original side.
There is a whole street next to that. I wonder if the old buildings.
Those are Oakley, probably, yeah.
I wonder if the Oakley and the Magnolia.
Oakley would, and Magnolia definitely are.
I wonder if they would let us. It's another way for them to make money. They need funding, so.
I doubt it.
We could always ask.
I mean, yeah, what are they going to do? Say no.
Yeah, I don't care. They might. I can call over the phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, would you like to have a meeting? We'd like to do a ghost investigation.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're trying to get a damn, I don't know.
Yeah, we would have to get, we need a whole team to go do this.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
But we need people that are, like, serious. Like, we don't need to bring any girls that are dumb.
For the cemeteries and the smaller stuff.
Yeah.
Like, me, you, and, like, two other people.
We could bring people that are unexperienced.
Yeah.
To get experience for that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to bring people to houses that are not experienced.
Correct.
I mean, we're not experienced.
No, but now we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
To an extent.
And we can watch plenty of videos.
It's not like we're going to do, like, ghost adventures and like torment the fuck out of the place.
Have you ever seen the one where the guy, have you ever seen the episode, like a lot of them
of Ghost Adventures? Mm-hmm. I've watched a few.
One of them, the dude like walked in like nothing was happening for the show, and then he was like, let me into your world, like, and then both the dudes like looked at him like he's fucking batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. And then shit started popping off.
Yeah, no.
And they were like, never say that shit again, ever in your entire life.
No.
Now, I don't know if it was faked.
I don't ever want to piss anything off like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was faked or if they did it on purpose, but like, in that same episode, they was in like a basement, and they was walking, and you could see the first two guys, and the third dude was walking with his camera.
Yeah.
And then you can see a hand come from a shadow, but the first two dudes didn't move. Zach and the other guy didn't move. But the hand comes out and then goes away, and then that's when the dude grabs his neck. And he said he felt something, and he had the claw marks on his neck. It was weird. Now, it could have been, like, editing, you know, they could have just... But, regardless...
See, I don't like Ghost Adventures at all. Because it seems really played up when shit happens, but they antagonize the fuck out of everything.
Yeah, they've had stuff go home with them. They talk about that a lot.
Yeah, no, and that's fuck why. That.
And then he buys all them haunted artifacts.
I had started watching that.
That's still crazy that he does that.
It's fucking weird.
He lives with those
I started
things.
Watching the series on Discovery Plus with him. He bought a fucking haunted dollhouse.
Yeah, I thought he bought a haunted van, too.
I haven't gotten that far.
It was like some serial killer's van that killed himself in there.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
He owns a haunted van. There's something bad about the van. It might not be haunted, but...
It's probably just a morbid-ass van because a serial killer shot himself in the face.
It's something bad.
Yeah.
It could be a haunted van. I mean, if you do stuff to people in the van, it's probably going to be stuck to the van.
That's true.
So, yeah, I wouldn't want to own that.
I
think he's been trying to buy the Annabelle doll for years.
Yeah, they keep telling him no.
Yeah, they won't sell it to him. Because they know he's going to fucking touch it.
Yeah.
The fucking weirdo.
What else about the ghost hunt? The... EVPs, we got two good EVPs, or
one good one, and one is good,
and then one we is super digitized for some reason.
Super hard to understand.
But I didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. We were both standing there.
We didn't react to it.
Didn't react to it. Mm-mm. And the camera and the EVP voice recorder caught it.
You want to play it?
Which one do you want to start with?
We can start with the first one. Yeah.
All right. Now we're ready.
Okay.
All right, so this is the... I don't know which one you're turning down, but it's not the right one.
Well, it was mine, but you said yours was too loud for some reason.
The actual audio was too loud.
Oh, I didn't mess with that. That was you. But stinking, what did we say before that?
Nothing. That was, we were all leaving to go. Shit, I'm sorry. This is the one where you went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I went to change the camera batteries. And everyone else was talking and walking out.
See, that makes sense for what I hear compared to what you hear. For that time to be happening. For all that shit to be going on.
Yeah.
And for it, for me to hear it say, I'm done, I'm bored, makes complete sense.
See, I don't hear that.
That's all I hear every time. I don't hear what you hear. And it's completely different than what you hear. That's all I hear.
I just hear two guys, two girls. That's all I hear.
I don't hear that at all. I hear I'm done, I'm bored. And it makes sense because if I wasn't even in the room anymore.
Yeah.
And then some people are leaving. I can see a child easily saying I'm done.
Yeah, because this was like as I was picking the camera up and we were going to walk out.
Yep.
So it was me, Brent, Angie, and Mallory.
We'll never know what it said, but I'm a firm believer it said I'm done, I'm bored.
Okay.
But no matter what, if it said two guys, two girls, that's a very intelligent statement.
Yes.
If it said I'm done and I'm bored, that's a very fucking intelligent statement.
Yeah.
They're both intelligent statements.
Yes. So whatever it is.
It was very intelligent.
Yes.
It knew that we were there.
Yes.
So that was weird.
Yeah. And then the second one. I'll play the clip from the episode or the video first.
Mm-hmm.
So that way there's more context to it,
mm-hmm.
since I doubt anyone has actually watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you know our names?
All right, so that was the video
mm-hmm.
with your question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one we edited right before the episode, so you can hear it better.
I'll never know what it says.
And I have no fucking
idea. I can
idea.
Hear it, get some beef, let's go eat. Like,
so that one was the one we were in there talking to it, or talking... trying to do the EVP session.
It very well could have said the Jets stole the Super Bowl. I mean, I have no clue what that one says. I really do hear, like, something that rhymes with let's in the beginning, something that rhymes with go in the second part, and then beef in the third. Let's go beef. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So, I'm completely off.
That was
off.
When we were sitting there talking. The camera audio caught it, and the... voice recorder caught it.
Which one caught it better?
They sound exactly the same on both.
That's crazy.
But we didn't hear it.
Mm-mm. Mm, nothing. There was nothing in there that would have spoke. There was no kind of like microwaves that says beep, your fucking corn dogs are ready. There's nothing that says coffee's done.
Yeah.
The AC unit doesn't say AC on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
So I'm going with let's go beef.
It's a weird ass voice too.
I mean, it's just how it, whatever it might have used to communicate.
Which is weird, because that was,
in the same location, right?
Same location. The camera was in the same, almost the same exact spot,
mm-hmm.
but the batteries never drained.
It honestly sounded like a kid's toy.
It did, but we didn't have any kid's toys.
Yes, huh? Was he already there, Trent?
Yeah, they were in the living room, or mm-hmm. the lobby.
And he may have set down his fucking Ghostbusters toy.
Yeah, but we would have heard that. Cause
well, no, it didn't turn it on.
It doesn't speak, though, either.
It made
noise. Yeah, it just makes noise. It doesn't make those kinds of noises.
But what if a ghost can use... So we can't hear ghost voices.
Yeah.
So they may use something to transfer their voices, such as...
I don't know.
Shit we can't hear. And what if it used the electronics from that toy? Because I know he sets it down at some points. I don't remember fucking where, but it would make sense that if that's how they communicate,
yeah,
it altered that for those to hear it.
Yeah, that'd be weird. But
it's a good theory.
Yeah, the camera didn't die until we were doing the EVP in the office, and there was nothing in the office.
Did the video feature when he walked in and it said hello or welcome or some shit? How
yeah.
are you?
Yeah, I left all the ghost tube shit.
That was
there.
Weird.
Because it was weird.
Like when I was telling old dude about the stuff, he was like real. He was downplaying the whole app. And I was like, well, explain my name and explain this and explain grandmother. And then when I Googled my house, I found out an old woman died there and she was a grandmother. Explain old dude walking in and it's saying, how are you? Like, this shit's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, if I said, what's your favorite color? And it said, bean burrito. Like, yeah, that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
That's dumb as fuck. But, like, some of it's hard to argue. Some of it's really hard to argue. But, I mean, I see a lot of videos where they have the real app, like the real fucking device.
Yeah.
They get a lot of nonsense, too, sometimes.
Okay.
That they actually have to think about to try to link. Yeah. So, it's a lot less common, though, on those devices than it is on the app.
Yeah.
So, the app's about 60% bullshit. So, but beyond that, what do you want to do different?
Try to take it more serious, not cut as much jokes as we did, and less talking, because that entire investigation was 4.5-5 hours long.
Well, the entire time we was there, it wasn't a total investigation. We actually took it serious for about 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, most of it was just bullshit talking.
Now, your thing that you set up in that room, I would like to do that in the kitchen.
Yeah, I would rather do that.
Or
if
in
we
the
could
office.
Do it where the AC wouldn't fucking cut on.
Well, it's winter.
Yeah, but I don't know how their AC works.
It's only going to cut on if the thermostat says to. You can turn the thermostat off.
Yeah. But I don't know if the heat will come from there either.
Turn the thermostat off.
Just completely off.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like 40 degrees in
there.
Put
on some fucking pants.
Oh, man. That's why I like doing it over audio now instead of video, because I can be pantsless.
You're an idiot. So stupid.
I'm wearing
pants. So, yeah, ask them if they can come back. And if they don't want to do it without us, they can do it with us. But I would totally love to do that. That specific thing in the kitchen area.
Because
that seemed in the kitchen or the bathroom area.
See,
but I don't want to sit in the bathroom.
The night started out okay. The night started out fine. We were getting comfortable doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We were starting to get interested in it,
mm-hmm.
having fun. Then Trenton walked in with fucking Ghostbusters theme and shit playing, and it fucking ruined the rest of the night.
I felt more comfortable after he showed up.
If he would have just showed up, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
It was we're in there taking it super serious.
Did you tell them about all the stuff you found?
Yeah, they watched the whole
video.
What'd
they
say? When I was sending you all the clips and stuff, I was sending it to them also.
What did she say? Because the woman did.
They were freaked out.
She said she didn't want us to find stuff.
Yeah.
And
well, she wanted us to find stuff, but she didn't want us to find stuff.
She wanted to not be crazy, but she also wanted to be crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I think it was at their company Halloween party. They all watched it.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We're going to redo that.
We need to.
We're doing it. You should message them. Yes.
I'll ask them tomorrow when we're at work.
Yes. And it can be any time.
Yeah.
Especially
coming up. It'll be fun. Cheyenne and Rebecca want to go next time.
That's fun.
So, I guess she can bring her pendulum and do shit there.
They can do that separately, though.
Yeah.
So, like, we won't be overlapping stuff.
Yeah. And this is going to wrap up season one.
We got a lot to review. We got a lot to change.
Appreciate everyone for giving us just even a minute of listen. Or just getting through our ad and giving us that $2 that we have.
They get through the ad and then they hear us and they're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
I'm out.
Yeah, we have to make a new Instagram.
Yeah, because Tim don't know how to talk to people. You got completely banned, didn't you?
It's still not up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it never said that we were banned.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But yes, it is down.
Wow.
So I'm just going to make a new one.
You permaban.
So we'll have a new Instagram.
That sucks.
I guess next season we'll be doing more paranormal investigations. We'll probably start a haunted mobile segment.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'll be super easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy holidays, everyone.
Happy Honda days.
See y'all next
year. The thon is on at Toyota Thon.
We will be back February 1st.
Not forced.
Not forced. All right. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see y'all next year.